Former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay has decided not to appear as scheduled tomorrow before two congressional committees. Results of an internal investigation at Enron, made public this weekend, found Lay bears significant responsibility for the energy company's collapse. Investigators also blamed Enron's directors, consultants, and other executives for a series of financial transactions that allowed the company to misrepresent its profits, inflating them by as much as $1 billion in a single year. The public discovery of those transactions last fall is what triggered Enron's bankruptcy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
An investigative committee set up by Enron's board of directors has spent the last 3 months untangling the web of financial transactions carried out between Enron and various outside partnerships. A company statement says the board of directors is just now learning details of those transactions for the first time. The statement adds the board deeply regrets what went on. What went on was apparently a deliberate attempt to artificially inflate Enron's profits and conceal its debts. According to the committee's report, many of the most significant transactions were designed not to achieve bona fide economic objectives, but to improve Enron's financial statements. The report comes on the eve of more congressional hearings into the Enron collapse. Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan, who chairs a Commerce Committee hearing tomorrow, told NBC the report confirms what he's learned sifting through boxes of Enron-related documents.
This is a devastating report. I've just had an opportunity to review it in recent hours, but it suggests massive problems. I mean, this is almost a culture of corporate corruption here.
The Enron investigation pins part of the blame on former chief financial officer Andrew Fastow, who managed some of the partnerships and personally pocketed at least $30 million. Investigators also say former CEO Jeff Skilling knew or should have known the risk of what was happening. The Enron report also faults former chairman Kenneth Lay. As captain of the ship, the report says, Lay bears significant responsibility for the flawed decisions to set up the partnerships and for inadequate efforts to control them. Lay was scheduled to appear tomorrow before two congressional committees, but canceled late this afternoon. Charles Elson, who directs the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware, says the former chairman faced the unenviable choice of appearing either in on the deception or asleep at the switch.
His argument may be he was unaware of it, and that raises some other issues. If he was unaware of it, and these transactions were going on pretty dramatically within the organization, was he effectively in control of the organization at that point?
Enron's board of directors also comes in for some blame, even though the investigative committee was appointed by the board. The committee says while directors can't be blamed for information that was kept from them, they should have done more to know what was going on. And investigators criticize Enron's auditors at Arthur Andersen for failing to fulfill their professional responsibilities. The report notes that Andersen was involved in virtually all the suspect transactions. Andersen issued a statement disputing Enron's report and accusing the company of trying to shift the blame. Accounting professor Bala Duran of Houston's Rice University says there's plenty of blame to go around.
Andersen should have picked it up. The board definitely should have picked it up. Perhaps senior management on their own should have done it. So all three levels of violations or breach really led to this overall demise.
Investors lost tens of billions of dollars when Enron failed, and thousands of employees lost their jobs. The investigating committee says there were many different failures that contributed to those tragic consequences. Most tragic of all, the committee says, the consequences could and should have been avoided. Scott Horsley, NPR News.